Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanamineTD.com.
Cattlemen, if you're not using Synovex One grass implants, you could be missing out on an additional $24 per head. Designed to increase weight gain in stocker steers and heifers for up to 200 days, Synovex One grass helps you harvest more gain from your pastures. In an Oklahoma trial, Synovex One grass stockers outgained cattle implanted with Revelor G or Encore by 20 pounds. Increase your profits on sale day. Visit growwithcinevex.com. Do not use Synovex products on veal calves. Refer to label for complete directions for use, precautions, and warnings. Big day at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, wrapping up the market animal show for all four species, for goats, for lambs, for barrows, and for steers. Had the grand champion drive for all four of them last night. Our coverage, of course, powered by ITC, your energy superhighway. Grand champions and reserves for 2018. The grand champion steer belongs to Tinley Mefford from the Tillman County 4-H Club. Her crossbred steer wins the top prize out of about 500 animals shown. Reserve Grand Champion Tommy Glover, Elgin 4-H, his Kianea. Grand Champion Bear was the top Hampshire, shown by Kennedy Edwards, Maysville 4-H. Reserve was the top cross, shown by Ty Goss, Leedy FFA. Grand Champion Lamb was the top cross, shown by Peyton Harris from Morrison FFA. Reserve Grand Champion Lamb, shown by Kaylin Urban, Mountain View, Goaty Bow FFA, the Natural Color Champion. Finally, Grand Champion Goat, shown by Bree Taylor from Kingfisher FFA. Reserve Grand Champion Goat, shown by Kinley Cunliffe of Allen FFA. Sale of champions today at Oklahoma Youth Expo starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Ahead of the grand drive, special guest showed up at OYE last night, Scott Pruitt. Administrator of EPA, former Attorney General for Oklahoma, didn't talk politics, but really talked primarily a message of hope, a message of exhortation to the young people involved in 4-H and FFA.
Many of your friends that you're in high school with now and you'll be in college with in the future, they will begin the journey and their focus will be money. Their focus will not be on making a difference for their fellow man. And I just want to encourage you, as you think about the future, think about a just cause that you can be about, a just cause where you can make a difference in the lives of people and make a difference for this country. Number one, focus on that. But number two, recognize as a young person that you've got to chart the course. As you're getting scholarships tonight, there are individuals making an investment in you, monies that are being invested in you for you to be able to go to college and pursue your dreams. You're charting a course, and you should chart a course for the future and plan and study and dream and work toward achieving things by strategies and plans that can actually achieve good things. So chart your course, be purposeful about it. But as you chart your course, you need to do something very important. And it's the most important thing that I think you need to do, and commit yourself to achievement. We don't have as much risk. We don't have people making as much risk as they did in the past. They're not dreaming as much as they did. So I want you, as we celebrate this evening, as you receive these scholarships, I want you to look forward to the future and know that you can dream, that you can pursue, take risk, and as you take risk, there's going to be great reward.
EPA Scott Pruitt. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's the 19th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 17th, 12:30 p.m. at the ranch near Wacomas, Oklahoma, featuring 100 home-raised registered Angus bulls from fall 26 to spring 2017 bulls, selling with the genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. Also selling 40 select grass-ready registered Angus females. The sale books mailed on request. Also go online to pollardfarms.com or msauction.com.
And that's your farm news. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.